بالله الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, this life is short and day after day we become closer to our destiny as human, as nations, as all humankind. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal make it to us very clear how to build our life, how to use our life to build our akhirah. And Allah Azza wa Jal help us to be from the righteous people. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran insists about the at-taqwa and make it the millstone in the Quran. And as I mentioned yesterday, the word taqwa and the word driven from taqwa mentioned for more than 240 positions in the Quran. And for this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal recommend all the humankind, to care about al-taqwa. For this reason, I plan to start how we increase our taqwa, how we know our taqwa, how we do the taqwa and to be righteous people according to what Allah Azza wa Jal asked us to do. And as I said, Allah Azza wa Jal told us that the reason of fasting, the reason of Ramadan is to achieve at-taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina aman, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. Oh, you who believe, Allah ask you to fast. Allah order you to fast. As he asked the nation before you, what is the reason? What is the reason that you may become righteous? That this is the way to become righteous. This is the way to build your iman. This is the way to build your patience. Why the fasting? Why Allah mentioned here the fasting? Because the fasting is the only lonely school help us and train us about very important subject in Islam, which is patient. Without patient, you can do nothing. Everything need you to be patient. If you want to do something good, you need to be patient. Now we wake up early morning at the Fajr time. Other people are sleeping. Yes, this is need patient. Now some people pray Fajr and go to sleep. We decide to stay until the Fajr time. We decide to stay until the sun rise and get the benefit of Hajj and Umrah. This is need patient. So, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, oh who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Allah asks you to fast as he asked the nation before you to fast. What is the reason? La'allakum tattaqun. And that is the way to become righteous. This is the way to become muttaqin. And as I said yesterday, I prefer to use the word taqwa, piety, muttaqin, righteous. I prefer also to use the word in Arabic because the word in Arabic give the full meaning. I didn't find a word that give the full meaning. So, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. So, not only the siyam, all the ibadat, Allah Azza wa Jal ask us to do is to be from al-muttaqin. Ya ayyuha al-nas, ya ayyuha al-nas, O human, O people, O mankind, labbayka Allahumma labbayk, u'budu rabbakum, worship your Lord. But which Lord we should worship? Worship your Lord. And this is very important today, how to argue, how to talk to the non-Muslim. We don't talk with the non-Muslim with any subject except the Creator, except the God. And which God? We will talk about the real God. I told you in my trip, in my surgery, and I met a lot of people, and I talked to all of them about real God. And when you talk about real God, that means there is false gods, and it's reality. There are false gods. So we need to worship the real God. Who is the real God? الذي خلقكم, who created you, والذين من قبلكم, and who created the those before you. So we should worship the Creator, not a tree, not an animal, not a human, not etc., 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 etc. We should worship the Creator. اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم. So why? What is the reason of all عبادات? The main reason of all عبادات is to be righteous, to be from المتقين. لعلكم تتقون. This is way to everyone to become from المتقين. And this is in البقرة آية 21. And the verses of الصيام is البقرة آية 183. And after that, Allah Azza wa Jal give us that. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ. البقرة 63. And Allah talk to the children of Israel. And this is for everyone. Furthermore, Allah mention it in the Quran. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ. When we took the pledge from you, the promise from you. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ الطُّور. And raised high above you the mount of Tur. So خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة. Hold fast to what we given to you, to a Torah, to the divine book. واذكروا ما فيه. And remember what is in it. لعلكم تتقون. So all the divine books, all the divine books revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal is to help a humankind to become righteous, to become closer to Allah, to become the people of God. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So this is the other way how to become muttaqin. The fourth one is to firm yourself to the Sharia of Allah. But to Sharia of Allah in the reality, not in how some people wants or how some people understand. We want the Sharia as Allah Azza wa Jal want, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarify to us, and as the honest and faithful scholars clarify through the history to the nation. Allah Azza wa Jal give us an example about this Sharia law. He told us, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقَصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And there is for you in legal retribution. If you kill the killer, if someone kills someone and he has no right to do this, and it is 100% he did this, now you have to execute this person, to kill this person, because this is the only way you can save the life of a human, save the life of society. But someone killed the first one and killed the second one and killed the third one, and the police and deceived the police and ran away from them and then catch him and then left him. And what is this? What is this? And this is we did in our life. If you have a poison part in your body, especially the people who has high diabetes or high, they cut this part of the body. Yes, in the same countries when they don't believe in this, they cut the part from the body. Why? Because they told this part will kill all the body if we leave this part in the body. So when we do this, we give life to our society. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. What does that mean? When we listen to the law of the heaven, when we listen to the law of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the way how we protect our society. And when the first Muslim follow the spirit of the Sharia law and follow and understand the Sharia law and apply it, they give the best nation ever we can have in the society of a humanity. Umar ibn al-Khattab, the caliphs of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was crying, afraid if he didn't make the way stable for the ship, and this ship slab and fall in the river. He afraid from this, not about the human, not about killing a human, he afraid about the animals. They at the age of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, they put the food for the birds everywhere. They feed animals, they care about everything. In Syria, there is a special place for what? For the retired animal. If there is an animal and this animal is big, horse or donkey or whatever, they put it in this place and they care about him until he die. So this is how we care about, but not to care about the animal and forget to care about the human. No, we have to care about the human at first, and then we care about animal. And after that, as I said, if we follow the Sharia law, this is will give you the taqwa. And there is very important thing that if we follow the straight way, as-sirat al-mustaqim, this is will give us the best way to be from al-muttaqin. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Surah 153 in Surah Al-Imran, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. This is my straight way, so follow it and don't follow any other separate ways. And this is because it will mislead you from the way to Allah. And this is the recommendation of Allah. And this is the way to become righteous. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Ayah number 153 in Surah Al-An'am. So for this reason, we mention five ways help us to become from Al-Muttaqeen. And I mentioned this at the beginning of the Shahr Ramadan, to study this ayat, to understand this ayat, and to apply this ayat in our life and in our Ramadan, and to increase our level of understanding of taqwa, to increase our level of applying to the taqwa, to increase our level in taqwa. And this is the goal of fasting. That meaning we succeed in the school of fasting. But if you didn't achieve higher level, if you didn't achieve better level than your level before Ramadan in at-taqwa, that means your fasting didn't give the goal you need to have. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Oh, you believe, Allah asks you to fast as He asked the nation before you. Why? That you become righteous. May Allah give you khair and afiyah. May Allah accept from all of you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على دوام ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، ولا تجعلنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا من الغافلين يا رب العالمين يا رجاء السائلين. نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، لنا ولأبنائنا ولإخواننا ولأخواتنا ولأحبابنا، بفضلك وجودك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا رب سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وتسلمه منا متقبلا يا رب. وأعنا فيه على الصيام والقيام وغض البصر وحفظ اللسان يا رب، واجعلنا فيه من عبادك المتقين، واجعلنا فيه من عبادك الصالحين، واجعلنا فيه من عبادك الذاكرين، واجعلنا فيه من عبادك التائبين، واجعلنا فيه من عبادك المحبين المحبوبين، واجعلنا فيه من عبادك المقبولين. إلهنا مولانا رب العالمين، إنا وقفنا ببابك، إنا أمسينا ببابك وأصبحنا ببابك، فقراء ضعفاء مساكين، فارحم ضعفنا يا رب، وارحم ذلنا يا الله، وبدل جهلنا علما، وبدل غفلتنا ذكرا، وبدل بعدنا قربا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين. الفاتحة.